transfigured on the mount, O Christ our God.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Be Transfigured, where we invite you to live a new life in Christ. We pray that this episode is a blessing to you and will inspire you to rededicate your life to Jesus Christ. We invite you to join us for worship or study at the St. Nicholas Greek Orthodox Cathedral in Tarpon Springs, Florida, where visitors are always welcome. We'll be back in a few moments to share some more information about our ministry.
In this morning's gospel, my brothers and sisters, there are many things that we could say. This is one of those gospel lessons that from the beginning to the end, it has an entire lifelong worth of lessons. It's impossible for us, of course, to cover all of those things in one day. But I want you for the moment to place yourself in the story, not just as an observer, but as a participant. Because this morning's gospel, my brothers and sisters, is about the miraculous power of God. It is about faith, and it is also about condemnation for those who reject God. It is about all those things. It is even about the protection of God against the devil. And so we just heard the story. This man comes and begs Jesus. Now, he had so many demons inside of him that when Christ asks his name, he says, Legion. But here is the first hint of the power and protection of God and our ability against the devil. Even though, according to the story, even though there were so many demons in this man, even though it had caused him to live out in the cemetery, in the desert, even though it had so much control, all of these demons, still the man had enough power in his own free will to come to God. Think about that for a moment. His entire life had been consumed by the demons. And yet there was enough there that when he saw Christ, he was able to go to him. In just that moment, he was able to overturn the power of the demons just enough to get to Christ. And that's our first life lesson. How many times do we feel the burdens of life, the temptations of the world, the struggles of the reality of our physical ailments, our illnesses, our struggles at work, with our families, with our friends? How many times do we wake up in the morning and we feel totally consumed by all of these struggles? Just as this man was totally consumed by the demons. And yet we have to find, just in that moment, just enough strength to come to God and to approach him. And he calls out, and God hears him. Jesus, Son of the Most High God, I beg you, do not torment me. These are the words of the demon. Because the demons knew that they were about to be cast out. Another life lesson for us. Demons are the real thing. Our world is trying to convince us that evil does not exist, that the demons are not real, but I assure you they are. And I assure you that the demons are trying every moment to get a hold of us. But here's this next life lesson. The demons say to Christ, instead of sending us out into the abyss, instead of putting us out into the middle of nothing, let us go into those pigs over there. You see, my brothers and sisters, the demons could not even enter the pigs without God's permission. They have no power over us unless God gives them permission or unless we give them permission. Now, many times people ask me, well, how do we give permission to the demons? Every time we play with them, we give them permission. Every time we drink a cup of Greek coffee and we turn the grounds upside down, you're playing with demons. Every time you ask somebody to read your hand, you're playing with demons. Every time you call someone on the phone and you ask them about the mati, you're playing with demons. You're giving them permission to enter your life. Do you want the demons in your life? I know I don't want the demons in my life. And so we have to run away from these things. They couldn't even enter the pigs without God's permission. Do you think God is going to give them permission to enter us? No. We do that every time we play with something dark. Even if it's something as simple as opening the newspaper and reading your horoscope, don't do it. Forget about the coffee grounds. When you're finished with your coffee, wash the cup out. Trust me, you don't want to mess with the demons. They took this man's life over, ruined his life, and they went and lived in the desert. Now here is the crowd, the last part of our life lesson. The crowd who's there mindlessly, innocently taking care of their sheep. And the next thing they know, their sheep are running off a cliff into the water and drown. They lost everything. And what was their immediate response but to be angry with God? They chased God away. Even though if they had opened their eyes to the power of God, they would have seen that God used their pigs to bless this man. They had made an offering to God. They didn't even realize it. Their pigs were used by God to bless this young man. And if they had opened their eyes, they would have seen that they received a blessing from God too. Because God uses us and our gifts to accomplish His glorious work on earth. We are co-workers, synergates me ton Theon. We work along with God, using our gifts, allowing God to use the things that we have to bless other people, to honor other people, to heal and to help others. And so our final life lesson, my brothers and sisters, is that we have an opportunity to allow God to use our gifts to bless others. Our gift of time to just sit with someone who is hurting. Our gift of prayer, when we say our prayers in the morning and the evening, to offer up names to God for those who are struggling. Our gifts of the various talents that we may have to help people in their life. And even the gift of our money. You see, my brothers and sisters, in our contemporary society, we are consumed with money. We turn every corner and we wonder, A, how we're going to get more money, what we're going to spend more money on, and whether or not we got a good deal on it. We are consumed with money. You could say, based on this morning's gospel, that we have allowed the money to become our demons. Because from the moment we wake up until the moment we go to sleep, we are consumed with money. And so what's our response to God? Would we rather chase God away to keep the money, like the crowd wanted to keep their pigs? Or do we allow God to use our resources? Do we allow God to use the gifts that we have to help other people? And that is the ministry of our church. The ministry of our church, my brothers and sisters, is much like this morning's gospel. There are people who desperately need hope and healing from God. We'll let the hospitals take care of the physical sickness, although we can come to God for that too. But we all desperately need God's spiritual healing. And so when the church calls upon us to increase our giving, it isn't just so we can have the lights on. We can have liturgy without lights. But our gifts are used by the church to help other people, to do the work of God. I asked the other day about how our Monday soup kitchen was going, because I know, you know, with the pandemic, a lot of people are suffering. I was told that we're feeding over 100 people every Monday at the Shepherd Center, and there's not one crumb left over every Monday. Monday is our turn to go. The other churches go on the other days. They told me it's more than they've ever seen coming to get help. Well, this is one way we can listen to this morning's gospel, because that ministry is a commitment of our church and of our love for those who are struggling. You see, my brothers and sisters, we are all part of the same community. We know we have our brothers and sisters who are suffering. Just in the as in this morning's gospel, the city folk knew that their friend was out in the desert suffering from the demons. Because it even says in the gospel that when they saw him well, they remembered who he was. That was the guy roaming in the desert because he was filled with demons. And now he's okay. Wouldn't it be a beautiful thing for us to be able to say to God, use what you need, help the people who are struggling in every possible way, not just financially, not just physically, but spiritually. This is the call of our church, to use ourselves and our resources so that God can bless other people. Don't be like the crowd this morning. Don't be like the crowd that would rather chase God away just to keep a few pigs. Instead, be like this man who finally had peace in his soul because the demons were chased out by God. And we can live and glorify and be blessed by God. Glory to God for all things.
Be Transfigured is a production of Be Transfigured Ministries in cooperation with the St. Nicholas Greek Orthodox Cathedral in Tarpon Springs, Florida. We depend upon your generosity to maintain our ministry. You can make a safe online donation when you visit our website, liveanewlifeinchrist.org.